America's COVID curve is steep, keeping on climbing, and the pandemic is the worst it's been since COVID first entered the United States. That's according to the country's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
What we're going through now in the United States is really the worst that we've had for the entire 10 months. The slope of our curve is very steep, so that every day it seems we almost break a new record. We have between 100 and 200,000 new cases a day, between 1 and 2,000 deaths per day. So we really are having a terrible time.
US correspondent Simon Marks is here. Simon, kia ora, good morning. It could only get worse too, because of course we're just after Thanksgiving when an awful lot of people went travelling.
Absolutely. It's simply extraordinary to watch, Susie. It is the country that just cannot help itself. Last week, the Transport Security Administration, the TSA, says that 9 million Americans passed through the country's airports, despite having been urged by the Centers for Disease Control to abandon Thanksgiving travel plans. We know that about another 40 million Americans took to the roads. And now, of course, they've all come home. So, first of all, they disregarded the instructions and the advice not to travel for the holiday. Now they're disregarding the recommendations to engage in self-isolation for a couple of weeks after having traveled. So there's no question that Dr. Fauci's prognosis is unfortunately on target, as his projections have been throughout this year. The country is on the cusp of another dramatic increase in COVID-19 infections. And remember, we saw 4 million cases of new infections in November alone.
And in the midst of all of this, Scott Atlas, who was Trump's, I suppose, COVID advisor, he's quit.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's be clear. Donald Trump went doctor shopping and he found in Dr. Scott Atlas a medical doctor with no experience in infectious diseases, but one who was willing to embrace the president's vision of COVID-19, telling the American public there was no need to engage in lockdowns, insisting that schools could reopen, football games could recommence. He was never seen at the White House actually wearing a face mask. So Dr. Atlas is gone. What seems to have done him in is a tweet a couple of weeks ago in which he encouraged the people of Michigan to rise up against new restrictions that had been introduced by Governor Gretchen Whitmer there, a Democrat. You'll remember that she was the target of an alleged kidnapping plot by white militiamen in the state of Michigan. So he's gone. Doesn't look like we'll be seeing him again, but there's a vacuum because while there is a COVID-19 advisory task force meeting at the White House today being chaired by Vice President Mike Pence, the president, Donald Trump, never issues any advice to the American public about how to handle this situation.
Thank you very much, Simon Marks, our US correspondent.